Polish-American radio program, which can be heard by more than 500,000 Polish-Americans in our area, now proudly presents their Polka Time and Variety program. And now, here's your host, Michael Blehart.
Jane Dobre, and welcome to our Saturday get-together here on 860 AM, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the radio. However, people from all over the USA tune in simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com or from the links on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Well, as we get started on this first Saturday of Polish American Heritage Month, I'm asking all of you to contact family members and friends and invite them to tune in. We're going to celebrate with several selections today and some greetings. And we're going to start off today with this one. It is called Polish and Proud, and it's by Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra.
Our Polish, stand up and cheer, and let this whole world know that you are here. Tell all your neighbors, sing it out loud. Tell them you're Polish, Polish and so proud. If you are Polish, stand up and cheer, and let this whole world know that you are here. Tip your hat as your flag goes by, it stands for freedom high in the sky. Tip your hat as your flag goes by, it stands for freedom high in the sky. Cheer for her eagle flying so high, proud of her people high up in the sky. Tell all your neighbors, sing it out loud. Tell them you're Polish, Polish and so proud. If you are Polish, stand up and cheer, and let this whole world know that you are here. Tip your hat as your flag goes by, it stands for freedom high in the sky. Tip your hat as your flag goes by, it stands for freedom high in the sky.
Yolanda Konopacka de Scipio, attorney at law, is available to handle your legal matters. She's part of the well-known firm Bennett, Bricklin, and Salzburg, and works in all areas of the law, including immigration, personal injury, compensation, and real estate. Yolanda Konopacka de Scipio is fluent in both English and Polish, and welcomes clients to contact her from throughout the Philadelphia area and New Jersey. If you need legal assistance, call Yolanda Konopacka de Scipio at area code 215-423-4824. That's area code 215-423-4824.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to our Saturday Variety Program. In fact, on this first Saturday of National Polish American Heritage Month, which is really another opportunity to highlight the accomplishments of the Polish people in America, which began on October the 1st, 1608, and that was 416 years ago. Today I'll be sharing some news about events taking place in our broadcast area, and I know many of our listeners live far away and all over the USA, and you will be able to watch the Pulaski Day Parade on TV no matter where you live. simply by logging on tomorrow to 6abc.com. That's 6abc.com and click on the Live Now link. And I will tell you more about that as time goes on. And my thanks to all of you that are letting me know that you tune in to our broadcast here on 860 or on social media, on Facebook, or from the links on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And yes, this is a very special time for people that share Polish heritage fully or partially, because we try to do positive things during our broadcast and also throughout the Polish American community, which is very large in the United States of America. And first today, I have Heritage Month greetings to you and yours from our friends and supporters from the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. And remember, you can always check them out on the internet simply by logging on to psfcu.com. That's psfcu.com. That stands for Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. And I have to tell you also that tomorrow, Sunday, October the 6th, we will have the 91st annual Pulaski Day Parade, which is sponsored by the Polish American Congress Eastern Pennsylvania District in conjunction with the Polish American Cultural Center Museum there at 308 Walnut Street in historic Philadelphia. Now, the parade begins at 12 noon from 20th and the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, and then it will go down the parkway and then come up again and be there at exactly 12:30 for the beginning of coverage on WPVI TV6 ABC. If you live out of our broadcast area, all you have to do is go to 6abc.com. You can also go to 6abc.com/watch/live and see it. But when you get to 6ABC, you'll be able to know exactly what to do. I want to note that parking restrictions have been lifted in the area this year, so more people that like to come out and be part of the on-street gathering of people all along the parkway can come out without any aggravation. Also, tomorrow, Sunday, October the 6th, we're having the after parade party at the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia, and they will have Polish American food and refreshments available, attractions for the kids, and a good time tomorrow. That is October the 6th, beginning at 2:30, right after the Pulaski Day Parade. Admission is free. You can buy whatever food and refreshments that you like. Plan to attend and invite your family and friends. And right now, I would like to pause for some of our salutes. Polish American Heritage Month greetings from Walter and Barbara Ilnitsky, Denis Ostapowicz, John and Cynthia Krakowiak, Michael Bliash and family, and John Cherf and family. Polish American Heritage Month greetings from Richard and Dorothy Klimek, Teresa Romanowski, John and Mary Alice Gruck, Michael and Karen Krabowski, and Dr. and Mrs. Stephen Skurczynski. Heritage Month greetings from Richard Krzyżanowski Esquire, Honorable Bernice Sobin DeAngelis, Caroline Czeszelka, Mary and Jacek Brock, David and Allison Galewski, and Eugene and Marie Mattioni. Well, let's pause now and enjoy this selection. It is the Parkway Polka by the Heroes Polka Band. And of course, the Parkway will be the place to be. And we're going to send it out as happy birthday and Stolat greetings to Donna Gillum from her husband, Stephen, to Nancy Kubiak from her husband, George, to Elizabeth Grudzinski from her husband, Matthew, to Mary Fertino from her husband, Michael, to Anna Repcik from her husband, Jan, to Dorothy Leonetti from her husband, Dominic, and to Halina Tomczyk from her husband, Jan. For all of them and all the ladies in our audience celebrating a birthday this week, let's enjoy the Parkway Polka.
For over 80 years, the Chev family has brought the old world flavors of Poland directly to your kitchen at home. From Port Richmond and beyond, Chev's masterful blend of spices makes your taste buds soar as you experience their homemade kielbasa, pierogies, cabanosa, and much more. Stop in today at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia to experience Poland's best, or visit them on the web at kielbasiboys.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we continue the celebration of October as Polish-American Heritage Month, I have a tribute to Polish-Americans presented by the Polish-American Cultural Center Museum volunteers. The title is Polish People in America. Since the first Polish settlers arrived in America at Jamestown, Virginia on October 1, 1608, and helped open the first industry in America, the glassmaking industry, they have added to the greatness of America. Polish Americans have been a vibrant part of America's history and culture as one of the larger ethnic groups in the United States, with millions of people who share full or partial Polish heritage. Polish Americans continue to contribute to every part of the fabric of America, which is what we call the Great Mosaic of America. Polish Americans are competent workers, business owners, and great taxpayers. The taxes they pay represent a substantial portion of the annual revenue used to support government services, support schools, and community services. Polish Americans pride themselves in property ownership and maintaining the communities where they live. Polish Americans sponsor public events of an ethnic and patriotic nature, highlighting their ethnic richness to the general public. These events promote positive publicity and goodwill for Polish Americans and also for local communities. Polish Americans believe in education and often choose the private and parochial school systems, increasing their own financial commitment because they value education and the future of their children. Polish Americans support youth, cultural, and community service organizations, church groups, and civic and patriotic activities. Their community efforts maintain Polish and Polish-American history, culture, and pride. These are just a few contributions Polish-Americans contribute to the well-being of America as they promote the values of their ancestors in the Great Mosaic of America, which is also part of what we call the cherished American dream. This information is outlined in more detail in the October edition of the Polish American News, located on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And I would only like to add that the newsletter on the top of the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com has all the information about the parade and all sorts of historic reflections, some pictures from Częstochowa, and so much more. Do check it out, but copy the email and also send it out to your family and friends. I also have Polish American Heritage Month greetings from WSFS Bank. Remember, they stand for service, and of course, you can check them out. Check out where there's a bank near you by going to WSFSBank.com. Also, Mr. James Rabaczewski, and he is the national president of the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, offers you Polish American Heritage Month greetings and joins with all of the board members of the PRCUA and the members from across America to wish you the very best during October, Polish American Heritage Month, and they invite you to visit their internet site by going to prcua.org, where you'll find information about their life insurance plans, annuities, fraternal benefits, and so much more that they have been providing to the community for the last 150 years. And when I come back, I'll be sharing some thoughts with you on supporting American workers. But first, I have a request for a selection by Tom Rochka's band featuring Nicole Zuglewski. And we're going to send it out as wedding anniversary wishes and Stola to Joanna and Edward Booth, to Mary and Tony Mikut, for Helen and John Rutkowski, for Anna and Anthony McGuire, for Irene and George Shimchak, and for Dolores and Frank Roberts. For all of them and all of you celebrating a wedding anniversary this week, this one is called Daj mi Bozhe. And ladies and gentlemen, when supporters of the Buy American Made campaign speak up, they show concern for their family, friends, and neighbors. Concern for our fellow Americans continues to grow with the goal of increasing employment opportunities for America's working age and able-bodied people. For 25 years, we have been promoting the Buy American Made campaign and in the process find that the American people want elected officials at all levels who are paid to do a job to assure us that the needs and concerns of their constituents are on the top of their list of things to be accomplished. Some of the issues discussed by our supporters include, number one, we want America to be part of the global economy and return to being the industrial giant it was for over 100 years. How are our elected officials encouraging America's businesses to grow here in the United States? Number two, The American people want our nation's financial stability restored and inflation reduced, so America's businesses won't need to outsource America's industries, jobs, and job skills around the world. Number three, we want America to return to be the nation where everything we use is once again made in the United States with a Made in America label. We want America to be the nation where competitive products are made and also available for sale around the world. Number four, we want our nation's leaders to focus on expanding trade and technology classes in America's high schools so there is no need for businesses to relocate to foreign countries in search of trained workers who are better available to meet their needs. And number five, we want national and local officials to announce at least monthly in the news media and on their internet sites exactly what they're doing to look out for the best interest of the people they represent who are paying the bills to support themselves, their families, and paying their taxes to support America's government services. These are just a few of the many concerns of our supporters. Take a few minutes to share these concerns with your family and friends. Your comments and suggestions are always welcome. Email your comments and suggestions to michael@americanworkersradio.com. This is Michael Blihosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And as you know, this is always my opportunity to say thank you to the many people that are promoting the Buy American Made campaign. As a member of the Polish American community and many of the people that came to this country 416 years ago, it's really a great thing for us to be able to say that we did organize the first factory in America. We dug the first well in America. They made so many things for the building industries and did so much for this country. And that is why I always promote getting the trades and skills back in our schools, because when people tell me they are leaving America to go where there are more trained people to meet their needs, I don't like hearing that. That's something that we should all really take to heart and contact our local and national leaders to tell them we want the trades and technology programs full steam ahead in all of the schools that we support with our tax dollars. I also want to say a special thank you to the newspapers, the programs, all the people on Facebook that are sending around our weekly commentaries and bringing attention to our Wednesday broadcast. It is very much appreciated. I want to say a special thank you to Larkin Conley, Bruce Bassett Powell, Mark Andel, our engineer Henry Chaplinsky, who join me every Wednesday for another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860. And you can hear it live or anytime by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the proper link. Do tune in again this Wednesday, October the 9th, from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. And you can always email your comments and suggestions to michael@americanworkersradio.com. And I also would like to mention that we're trying to do everything that we can to get people more motivated to do things to help one another, and especially to support our local small businesses. The October edition of National Small Business Weekend continues on this Saturday, October the 5th, and tomorrow the 6th. Go out of your way to support your local businesses and let them know how much you appreciate them being there in business to be there to accomplish what they would like to do, and that is remain in business and make a living, and also be there to serve you. And now, as another little tribute to all of the people in our audience, and I know everybody is not Polish, but everybody who is Polish, I'd like to send this one out for all of you, and it's called Polish People in the USA, and it's by the Polka Family Band.
Started out alone to look for somewhere that they could begin to call their home. So they sailed across the ocean blue, powerful yet free, looking for a place with God, hope, truth, and liberty. As they gazed into the vast valleys, where it was plain to see, the beauty of this vivid land was not a mystery. Just to make ends meet, working day and night and night and day, with blisters on their feet. They were proud of who they were and what their heritage stood for, and when the night fell, they would bow their heads and thank the Lord. Every one of our ancestors journeyed just about the same, from far away to this great land to give themselves a name. And if they were here with us, I just know what they would say.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Saturday Variety Program, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware, 7 days a week here on 860 AM. I'm Michael Bliash, your Saturday and Wednesday host, and I welcome you to spread the word about all of our broadcasts here on 860 to your family and friends, and let them know that they can tune in by going to Alexa, Saturday Variety Program, or from the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com, or by going to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com. I'm here with you every Saturday, and I want to say thank you to everybody that's part of our broadcast on Wednesday. And of course, our schedule is the same, Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. And I thank Barbara Ilmitska for outstanding work to the Polish American community. Every Monday and Tuesday, she's on. Wednesday, I'm here for another edition of American Workers Radio. On Thursday, Barbara is back, and at 11:45, it is the Pauline Fathers radio broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And you can visit that site by going to polishshrine.com. And then on Fridays, tune in at 11 for Barbara Ilmitska, and every Saturday, be with us here live between 11 a.m. and 12 noon. Or you can tune in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com or from the links on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And on Sundays, tune in from 12:30 until 1:30 in the afternoon with hostess Barbara Ilmitska, followed by Polonia Today with hostess Debbie Majka. And if you have that special event coming up in the family and you'd like to have it mentioned here during our Saturday broadcast, just send me a brief note to the Polish American Radio Program Office. That's at 308 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19106. And I'll be very happy to do that greeting for you on the appropriate Saturday. And as you know, tomorrow, October the 6th, is going to be another special day as we gather for the 91st annual Pulaski Day Parade sponsored by the Polish American Congress, Eastern Pennsylvania District, in conjunction with the Polish American Cultural Center Museum. Now, the parade begins actually at 12 noon from 20th and the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, and it will arrive at Logan Circle, that's at 19th and the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, where Alicia Vitarelli and myself will be there to provide live television coverage, and that'll be from 12:30 until 2 in the afternoon on WPVI TV6 ABC. And remember, you can check it out from anywhere in the USA simply by logging on to 6abc.com. That's 6abc.com. From 12:30 until 2 in the afternoon, go on your phone, go on your computer. You'll be able to see the entire program and the entire parade. It's going to be great. And then tomorrow afternoon, and that'll be from 2:30 until 7:30 p.m., you're invited to the After Pulaski Day Parade Party at the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia. They will have food and refreshments available beginning at 2:30. And of course, admission is free. You just buy whatever you want and invite family and friends to attend. And now I would like to pause to say best wishes to you and thank all of our advertisers and all of our supporters as they are helping us to promote the parade. And as you can understand, with all the inflation and everything else that's been going on, we certainly appreciate all that the people who are acting as sponsors do to help. We'll be asking for some help as well in the future. Polish American Heritage Month greetings from Burns Tavern, Kasbah Caterers, Florkowski Builders, Eugene Gniewek Funeral Home, Dr. Ewa Marczak, JPTs, Joseph Pataccio, Wesley Muschau, Polish National Alliance, Polka Deli, Polish Eagle Sports Club, Riley Ratkowski Funeral Home, Dan O'Mara State Farm Insurance Agency, and Lawrence Tokchuk Funeral Home. And I would just like to add happy Polish American Heritage Month greetings from everyone from Polish American Social Services serving southeastern Pennsylvania and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania since 1908. For more information, visit their internet site by going to PolishAmericanSocialServices.com or UnitedSocialServices.com, where you'll see all of the services that they offer. Also, they want to remind you that if you are going to have a prescription filled make sure you mention the Good RX program. It's been saving money for a lot of people, and thank you for spreading the word. And also, I would like to remind you that on the last page of the Polish American News, you'll find several links to our supporters. Check it out. All you have to do is click on those links. That's on the last page of the October edition of the Polish American News. Don't forget to copy the link and send it out to all of your family and friends. And now I would like to say happy birthday in Stola to Henry Mukowski from his wife Joan, to William Kurek from his wife Josephine, and to Rich Kobielewski, and that's from his wife Teresa. And since we are going to be enjoying the Pulaski Day Parade, let's enjoy the Pulaski Day Parade polka by Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra.
Gryn. Śpiewaj sobie ojsytgin, 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 ojsyt, ojsyt, ojsytgin.
Dziaj, dziaj, dziaj ja, jak ta pana pięknie gra. Piccolino, bum, 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 a te małe, hej, hej. Duszy menem, ciurę mam, a te małe jeszcze gra.
Ta banda, ta banda,
ta banda pięknie gra.
Jak ta banda pięknie gra, pięknie gra, pięknie gra, jak ta banda pięknie gra.
Cia, 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 ja, jak ta banda pięknie gra. Piccolino, bum, 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 a te małe, hej, hej. Duszę menem, ciurę ma, a te małe jeszcze gra.
Ta banda, ta banda,
ta banda pięknie gra, hej.
Getting ready for all of these special events takes a lot of work, and I want to say thank you to all the people who are part of getting the Pulaski Day Parade. It is not something that's easy to present, but it's very important that we do it for the well-being of Polonia and the Polish-American community. The people who help to prepare the parade are really the heart and soul of the Polish-American community, and your support for them is very much appreciated. And now I have a few additional greetings for Polish-American Heritage Month. Heritage Month greetings from Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, Gruszewski and Schaller families, Lieutenant Colonel Michael and Kathleen Fedet, Burns Tavern, and Ammon Shoprite. Polish American Heritage Month greetings from Danuta Dobrowolski, Judy and Tony Leisure, the Clouder family, Diane Muchowski-Labruno, and Albert Karwowski. Happy Polish American Heritage Month from Christine Kuzmine, Polish National Alliance Group 714, Stephanie McCurry, Thomas Orawiec, and Henry Rzewski. And I also have Polish American Heritage Month greetings from everyone from Polska Polish Pottery and Gifts. As you know, they have so many wonderful gifts that you can give anytime throughout the year. Beautiful items Made in Poland, and they have two locations and now three, but the two in our area that are there to serve you. You will see additional information in the October edition of the Polish American News about Polska, Polish pottery and gifts. And they have a location in the King of Prussia Mall. That is 690 West DeKalb Pike. And for more information about that location, check out their internet site by going to polskapolishpottery.com or give them a call at area code 610-256-2306. And you can check out their additional location in Pennsylvania by going to Polish Pottery Pride. That's at 29 Wyoming Valley Mall in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And you can check out that site by going to polishpotterypride.com or give them a call at 570-592-6382. And as you know, Helen Cizio is the Grand Marshal for tomorrow's Pulaski Day Parade in Philadelphia. October the 6th is going to be a very great day for Polonia. I hope that you make sure that you tune in. It's going to be very, very special. Also, greetings for Heritage Month from Kazimierz Kowalski and Joseph Alunas, from Pat Foka and everyone from the Polish American Heritage Association from Camden County, New Jersey, from the Gruszewski and Schaller family. And of course, everybody's encouraging all of you to enjoy yourself. And when you're going out to shop, remember this today and tomorrow is the October edition of Small Business Weekend. It's National Small Business Weekend, and we are helping to promote this. We began this particular weekend to promote the people who are in business, trying to do everything that they can to maintain services in your community. Kindly go out and support them. And now, as a request for the birthday of Donna Gillum from her husband, Stephen, and for all of you that are working to get the Pulaski Day Parade tomorrow, I'm going to enjoy this one with all of you. It is the TikTok Polka, and it's by Bobby Vinton.
Tick, 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 tock goes the clock on the wall as we dance in the evening away. Tick, 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 tock goes my heart with the clock beating time while the music is gay. Tick, 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 tock is the rhythm it plays and I know it will make you feel blue. Tick, 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 tock goes my heart with the clock. Don't they know I am dancing with you? Why is it, dear, that every time you are near there is so little time to hold you tight? All through the week a moment seems like a year. I can hardly wait until you come in sight. Start to dance and in my heart there's a song. Every step that we take is sheer delight. I start to tell you what I dreamed of tonight. And then right away it's time to say goodnight.
The Polish National Alliance, America's largest ethnic fraternal life insurance and investment organization, encourages you to open a PNA annuity. Your deposits are tax deferred. You can open the account with $500 and then make future deposits in any amount in your tax-deferred annuity. For more information about PNA annuities, IRAs, and life insurance programs, call the Polish National Alliance at their toll-free number 1-800-621-3723. That's 1-800-621-3723. And complete details will be sent to you from the national office. When you call, you can also request that a local PNA representative contact you directly with further details about PNA annuities, IRAs, and their many insurance programs. Call the Polish National Alliance at 1-800-621-3723. That's 1-800-621-3723.
And Mr. Frank Spulla, National President of the Polish National Alliance, joins with all members of the organization across America in wishing all a very happy Polish-American Heritage Month, as do the Lubiski family of Union Roofing, and as you know, they serve southeastern Pennsylvania and New Jersey. For more information, check them out on the internet by going to unionroofing.net. That's unionroofing.net. And you can also give them a call at 215-464-6425. And also, I would like to tell you that tomorrow's the big day, and we're depending on all of you to go out of your way to let family members and friends know about the 91st annual Pulaski Day Parade on the Parkway. That's the big day tomorrow, October the 6th. And of course, the parade begins actually on the other side of the Parkway at 12 noon, and it will march down the Parkway, and then we'll be in time for television coverage at 12:30 until 2 in the afternoon, where Alicia Vitarelli and myself will be doing our best to give you coverage. Now, you are in the area, you can watch the television show on Channel 6. However, if you live at a distance, you just log on to your computer at 6abc.com and hit the listen or watch live link. That's 6abc.com. And thank you for spreading the word. It's very important that we keep up at what we're trying to do, and thank you for helping us try to do it. Polka Deli is located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, and they feature Polish-style meats and deli products and a selection of imported products from Poland and Polish-American products. Stop by Polka Deli, 2719 East Allegheny Avenue, and see the great selection of products they offer. For more information, call Polka Deli at area code 215-634-3750. That's 215-634-3750. And now for all of us that are working closely together to promote Polish American Heritage Month, let's enjoy this selection. It is called We Are All One Family, Bo Wszyscy Polacy.
Wieczorem, kiedy gwiazdy mocno lśnią.
Wieczorem, wieczorem,
zaśpiewajmy razem song. Bo wszyscy Polacy to jedna rodzina, starszy czy młodszy chłopak czy dziewczyna. Bo wszyscy Polacy to jedna rodzina, starszy czy młodszy chłopak czy dziewczyna. Hej, hej, bawmy się, hej, hej, śmiejmy się, hej, hej, bawmy się, hej, hej, śmiejmy się.
Nocą, 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 nocą,
gdy po pracy w domu śpisz. Każdy ma szczęśliwe sny, bo wszyscy Polacy to jedna rodzina. Starszy czy młodszy chłopak czy dziewczyna, bo wszyscy Polacy to jedna rodzina. Starszy czy młodszy chłopak czy dziewczyna, hej, hej.
wszyscy Polacy to jedna rodzina. Starszy czy młodszy, chłopak czy dziewczyna, bo wszyscy Polacy to jedna rodzina. Starszy czy młodszy, chłopak czy dziewczyna. Starszy czy młodszy, chłopak czy dziewczyna, bo wszyscy Polacy to jedna rodzina. Starszy czy młodszy, chłopak czy dziewczyna, bo wszyscy Polacy to jedna rodzina. Starszy czy młodszy, chłopak czy dziewczyna, bo wszyscy Polacy to jedna rodzina. Starszy czy młodszy, chłopak czy dziewczyna, bo wszyscy.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, this is a very special weekend, and of course, we'll be celebrating it for a long time after the parade is over. And I'm asking all of you to write down this address. It's PolishAmericanCenter.com, because that's where you will find all the information at the top of the page for the October edition of the Polish American News. There's a link for the Pulaski Day Parade, and also information about National Polish American Heritage Month being celebrated throughout the month of October, right there on the top of the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Where has the time gone today? But that's what the clock is. It only goes in one direction. And we're going to close off today with this selection. It is called Clock on the Wall, and it's by a very special group. It is the Eastern Sound Band. Until this Wednesday at 11 or next Saturday at 11, I want to wish all of you the very best. Stay well and be happy. Do widzenia I przyjemnego weekendu. Until we see each other at the Pulaski Day Parade.
Cheers.